Hello and welcome to the Vine Life Podcast. I'm Tony Clark, your host. Today I have a special guest on the program, and her name is Kim Gentry-Meyer. She's a multi-talented artist. She's also an award-winning songwriter, poet, and Mrs. Massachusetts 2020. She's an International Acoustic Music Award winner and a finalist in the USA Songwriting Competition. She was also recently named a 2023 Woody Guthrie Poet, and I certainly want to ask about that as well. Now, Kim's new debut solo album is called Herald. Now, it's built upon Kim's lifelong foundation of faith in music. And you can learn more about Kim at our website. You can simply go to KimGentryMeyer.com. Again, KimGentryMeyer.com. And you can find out all of the information about her and especially how to order this new album. So, Kim, thank you so much for being on the program today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to talk with you.
Well, it's an honor to have you on. And so let's talk about the new album. This is your debut solo album. And it's called Herald.
Yes.
Talk about the genesis. Why did you decide to make an album?
Yeah, yes. I'd love to talk about that. Yeah. About a year and a half ago, I was really kind of just feeling like I needed more direction from the Lord of what to do, to use my gifts, to serve him, kind of what's next, you know, what do you have for me, Lord? I mean, I literally remember the conversation. It was very just kind of simple and basic. I just said, Lord, what do you have for me and who am I to you? I know what your word says. I cling to those scriptures. I receive all of that, but I need something specific to me. Who am I to you? And I just, you know, kind of sat with that question. And I heard so quickly back in my spirit, you're my herald. And it really, you know, took me quite by surprise because it wasn't a word I was thinking of by any means. And I even asked again, I was like, could you repeat that? You know, because I, where did that, you know, am I sure that that's what I heard? Said the same thing again, So I said, okay. So I lived with that for a little while and, you know, kind of did some research on it and just lived with it. Right. And really, took it in and I said, Lord, I've received this. So what are we going to do? You know, what do you want me to do? How can I be your herald? Of course, I want to proclaim your goodness, proclaim your salvation, proclaim your coming, proclaim your restoration and peace. And he said, make an album. And so I said, I think music's behind me. You know, I think I'm too old. I think it's just not, you know, I don't think anything's going to happen with that. And he said, make an album. That's it. I mean, he's, you know, he knows I kind of like just sound bites and very direct and keep it simple. And so that's the way he talks with me. And I said, fine, I'll make an album. And so I, just started curating some songs. They're all originals. Some I had already written, some, you know how you kind of write something in your head, but you don't ever really put it out on paper or recording. So I got some of those finished and then wrote a few brand new ones too. And so, yeah, I went through about a year process of putting together this album and I came to kind of curate these 8 songs and they just felt like they fit. They just felt like I even kind of asked the Lord about it. You know, I really feel like he co-created it with me, honestly, this whole process, this whole journey. And this felt like the right 8 songs for this project. And so I said, okay, Lord, you know, I'm doing the album. What else do you want me to do? You know, what else do you have for me? How else can I use my gifts that you've given me? How can I give them back? And he said, paint. And I said, no, thank you. I said, I haven't painted for a long time either. I just, you know, I put the brush down too. And he said, paint. And he started giving me, Tony, he started giving me images of sunsets. And so I actually pulled a few out to show you today, but these are some of the Herald images. So he gave me 8 images of sunsets. So I paired one with each painting and I just started painting sunsets. And I picked one of them, this one here on my easel here, to be the cover of the album, which I titled, as we know, Herald, right? That seemed appropriate given the genesis of this whole project. So yeah, so we put it on there, but, yeah, I mean, he really, really co-created everything with me, literally even the images for the art. So yeah, that's kind of the Herald story. And we released the album end of August, and we've had one music video come out since then. And we're just kind of, you know, enjoying talking about the story and the songs and just trying to get ministry out there. So, yeah.
I'm curious, Kim, you mentioned that you'd been away from painting and I'm assuming music for a while as well. Did you start music at an early age and really get into it and you just got distracted by other things in life or what happened?
Yeah, so I've always been involved with music. I think just as far as like putting, you know, doing something formally with it and really doing an album was just something, you know, that wasn't top of mind really. But yes, I have been singing and playing instruments since I was very young. I started piano when I was 4. And then several instruments after, and you know, just grew up in church doing music. And my younger brother came along and we've done music together a lot. We had a duo, Bertil, several years ago. I'd say that's the last time I was really formally doing something. We had kind of a folk pop duo and did some recording and did some work. Yeah. But this is definitely the first, you know, full, solo album, you know, venture. So, yeah. And so, you know, it's funny. It's just so funny how the Lord brings everything all the way around. I think all these things you do in your life and these pieces that you just don't see at the time, how they interconnect. Tony, you know, he's building this full picture. And I can tell you, you know, standing here today, gosh, even a year ago, 2 years ago, I would have never thought you and I would be having this conversation and I would be talking about this body of work. But he's pulled all these things from my life, put them all together into something more than I ever thought I could have done. So, yeah, it's just a life journey, right? I mean, it's just one step at a time. That's all we can do.
Kim, for those that haven't heard your music before, what type of, if you were to describe what type of artist that you are in terms of musically, you mentioned some folk music in the past, I guess. Is this album, does it sound like that? Or just give a description of what it would sound like for folks that are listening.
I think kind of a pop folk, you know, fusion, definitely describes the my sound and my style. The album itself really, I was very intentional. The overall sound I really want to project from it is peacefulness, restoration, and hope. And so, I, you know, really, really set about to make a peaceful album. And yeah, I think you'll hear that within, you know, kind of some of the melodic choices and the instrumental choices, but yeah, kind of a folk pop fusion kind of blend is me.
And if you don't mind, I guess you've got 8 tracks on this album. I'd like to touch on those in just a few minutes.
Absolutely.
And just get your impression on each song. But let's get back to your painting for just a little bit. You've matched up a sunset or a painting to each song. How did you decide which painting that for each song? How did you conclude, you know, for like the album cover and each song? How did you decide that?
Yeah, you know, I really just went through and I did the paintings in the order that the Lord kind of gave me the images or I interpreted images. And then when I was doing the set list, I just kind of, you know, tried to make them work together. I didn't overthink it, to be honest. I just kind of, you know, thought about how I wanted the set list to be and then put it with the paintings in the order that the Lord gave them to me. So it's kind of a journey then through the album. And then as far as the cover, I can show you, this one just spoke to me as kind of being a good representative of the album, just the colors and, you know, the brightness, the golden, you know, to me, just, I think of the glory of the Lord. For sunsets for me in this context, I really feel it's, the coming of the Lord is kind of what I was trying to get across with the sunset. So, right. As a herald, I'm proclaiming the Lord and proclaiming his coming. And so this one just felt really good to me to be, the cover. So that's just what I went with.
So, yeah, that's fantastic. And let's make a quick detour and we'll come back to each individual track in just a few minutes. But, in the intro, I read that you're a 2023 Woody Guthrie poet. Yeah. So fill us in just a little bit. What exactly is a Woody Guthrie poet? The name sounds familiar, but fill us in.
Yeah. So Woody Guthrie was quite a prolific folk singer, writer, and poet. And the Woody Guthrie Folk Festival every year in Oklahoma has a contest, kind of a poetry contest, call for poems. And poems are selected from the entries, and they are placed in an anthology. And those those writers who have been selected are become poets for that year. And so I was very honored to be selected to be a poet this year. And I went to Oklahoma and I read my poetry at one of the formal readings at the Folk Festival. And what makes it even more special to me is one of the poems is actually the lyrics from one of my songs. So it's number 3 on the set list. It's You'll Find Me There. And I actually wrote this as a poem. And it is about social justice from a biblical perspective. I was really just inspired by the fruits of the Spirit. So that's kind of where I took, you know, my inspiration, the scripture context. And I made a poem out of it, and that's one of the ones I submitted. So the fact that, you know, it was a poem that had a spiritual base to it that was selected made it even more special to me. And then I decided to ask my producer, Carl Anderson, who I worked with on the Herald Project, if he would like to put it to music. I just really felt like for this particular song, I wrote, you know, music for the rest of it, either by myself or with Carl. But for this one, I just really wanted it. I wanted the poetry, the words, the lyrics to be mine. And then he put the music to it. So he put some music to it, which I love. And so it came out, you know, almost sounding like a hymn, just really sweet, really kind of meditative, very... it would be a great song for like a communion service, you know, communion or a prayer time or an altar time. So that poem really, has meant a lot to me, and the song meant a lot to me. It just felt like I should put it on the album, you know, since it was kind of a timely thing in my life that it happened. So, yeah.
Well, again, tremendous lyrics, but let's go ahead and do that if it's good with you. We'll just go down track by track, and we'll start with number 1. Okay. And I just want to get your thinking behind the song. What's the purpose of the song? So the first track, I think, is This Isn't Heaven. What's that song about?
Yeah, so this song is really about how we get so caught up, you know, in daily life and striving and trying to accomplish things, trying to succeed, just get, you know, sometimes just trying to get by, but how we really get focused on the things we think are so important and really that striving, that's kind of the center point. And I just wanted to write a song, a simple song that I could just, you know, step back and say, hey, wait, time out. Let's think about this for a minute. Why are we living like this is heaven? Why are we putting all of our effort and our time and our money and our mind, right, our headspace in this place and this time when this isn't even our home? We're just passing through here. Our real home is in heaven. And I just really felt like it was, you know, a message I wanted to get out there. I mean, to myself as much as anything else, honestly, you know. So it's a song that I play often and just remind myself.
Yeah, I've talked with songwriters before, and many of them tell me that they're writing for themselves first. And, and it comes when you're doing that, it comes across as being legitimate. It comes across as being, you know, from your soul in essence. And I think that's why it relates to so many other people, is because it's from you and your experiences, and other folks have had similar experiences and they can relate as well.
I hope so. Yeah. I think, you know, we really have an obligation to come from a place of authenticity. And, you know, I only claim to be an expert of my own thinking in person, right? And so if I come from that place and it's something that I'm struggling with or that's helped me, then yeah, the hope is maybe it would help someone else. Maybe it would lift someone else up. Maybe it would just help them pause and think and have a moment with the Lord. And you know, the Lord can speak through art. He can speak through music. He could speak through anything. I think it comes from a place of good intention and prayer and being purposeful. And so, you know, I think that's where the ministry part of it comes in for me. And I just want to be authentic and, you know, share.
Well, it certainly comes across listening to these songs. Now, the second track is Mind of Christ. What's the purpose of that song?
Yeah, so I wrote Mind of Christ to really help when you're feeling down, maybe just a little blue, maybe sad, even struggling with depression or anxiety. You know, I think everyone is struggling, you know, to a certain extent, coming out of COVID lockdowns and trying to kind of get back in the swing. Now we have the holidays coming up. I mean, there's just, right, life's hard. And we're never assured that it will be easy, but we are assured that we can find renewal in Christ. And what really struck me as I was doing a lot of scripture, you know, reading and studying for this album, is there are so many places in the Bible, Tony, where renewing your mind is mentioned. I mean, it really, the battle's for the mind, right? I mean, it's all over scripture, but yet we are still a little bit hesitant, I feel, in the Christian community to address mental health as health and to just talk about it without there being a stigma or being weird or something like that. And so, you know, I just wanted to point out that the bridge of the song, which is really the, you know, the focus is the mind governed by the spirit is life and peace. Romans 8:6, that's the anchor scripture for the song. Darkness has no place in what the sun sets free. That's, I wrote that for the end of the bridge, but the beginning is that scripture, right? The mind governed by the spirit is life and peace. And that's just what I want to get out there. That's what I want to tell folks, you know, it's every day. It's going back to the Lord and saying, Lord, renew my mind today. You know, I'm struggling with this thing and this thing and this thing and, you know, bring them even when they're tiny, right? Because if you don't, they start getting bigger and bigger and then they become issues. So that's really the intention of the album. That's the way I went about writing it, producing it. It's the one song I've done a music video for so far. And that has been out maybe a month or so. And we were very intentional when we produced this video, my team, you know, we wanted it visually to go from kind of this dark, you know, room, this dark place to very gradually the light increases. And so you go from kind of this dark blue, right, which is, you see the kind of the darker blues in some of my paintings, to the golden light, which you see in these suns, right, which represents the Lord and his light and his hope and his restoration. And so by the end of the music video, you start to see light flooding through this door. And then you see the actress. So it goes back and forth between an actress and then me at the keyboard singing and playing. But the actress walks into the light. And so, you know, I just want to give this really, this kind of simple visual interpretation of it to say, look, you know, it may not happen overnight, but we can find renewal in Christ.
Now, if folks want to watch that video, can they go to your website at kimgentrymeyer.com and see that video?
Yeah, thank you so much for mentioning that. Yes, they absolutely can. From there, they can see it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let's go to the third track, and it's called You'll Find Me There. What's that all about?
Yeah, so that's the song that's based on the poem that I wrote and entered into the Woody Guthrie poetry competition this year and became a Woody poet. And so it's really talks about the fruits of the spirit, all the different fruits of the spirit. And it goes through in four different verses talking about, you know, when you do this, you'll find me there. And it's spoken from the viewpoint of the Lord. And kind of how I mentioned before, it's, you know, a good communion song, something meditative. But yeah, that's how that song came about. So I'm really excited to share that one too.
Absolutely. And let's go to the next one. And I think it's number four. It's called Remain in You. Mm-hmm. Can you give us a little background? What is the point of this song?
Sure. So it's taken from the scripture. And I'll just point out that it's really important for me that any of my writing is very scripturally based. So I have a lot of anchor scriptures for each song. And so for this one, it's taking the latter half of that scripture that says, I am the vine, you are the branches. But I like that part where it says, if you remain in me and I in you, you'll bear much fruit, that one. And so the remain in you is, that's what it's about. So I just talk about, you know, how if we remain in him, we find ourselves, our identity is found, our purpose is found. And so, yeah, it's just opening up the rest of that scripture, because I think we don't hear that as much or think about that part as much, but that remaining, that abiding, speaks to my spirit so strongly that I really wanted to just share that idea.
And Kim, I think I've heard you in another interview, you talked about these songs really coming from your own experience. And I think you mentioned maybe, like we all do at times, battle some depression, even as Christians, even though we have the light of the world inside of us, we still go through periods of depression. Yeah. Do you want to talk about that just a little bit and maybe how that's influenced some of your music?
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. No, I have struggled with depression a lot of my life. And that's actually another reason I'm very passionate about the number two song on the album, Mind of Christ, because I've literally walked it. I've lived it. And, you know, like I said before, sometimes we don't get the quick fix, but I can tell you the Lord is also, he's always very faithful to walk with us through the dark times, through the valleys. There will always be valleys, but he will walk us through to the other side. And I have seen, you know, him bring renewal to my life and restoration and peace of mind. And, but I have to really, you know, I have to really stay rooted, right, in this mind renewal and just lean on him. But yes, I have walked it. I've walked through it for quite a while. And he's so faithful.
Yeah, and I appreciate that because oftentimes folks that are in the entertainment business, especially coming from the Christian perspective, they're almost forced to put on a false persona that everything is perfect in their lives, even though they know Christ. They never struggle. They never have issues. They never go through divorces. They never have kids that, you know, run wild or any of that stuff. And that's not real life. That's not true. Yeah. So, you know, I appreciate folks that are honest and straightforward and saying, hey, this is what I'm struggling with, but God's going to get me through it.
Yeah, no, I thank you for saying that. And I feel the same way. You know, I just think we, you know, the more we can be authentic and just share our heart, the more we can touch people and really just be used in ministry and just share his love. And yeah, absolutely. I don't have it together by any, any means, Tony. But yeah, I'm very open about some of my struggles. And, if that can help someone else, you know what? I wish I had had the song Mind of Christ when I was young. I wish that I had had the video that I made when I was young. So some of it I've done, you know, the way I wish I had had it when I was, because no one talked about it at all when I was, you know, growing up. I mean, that's just not right. We just didn't talk about it. And so, I wish I'd had some of those tools. So I just want to make those tools available to just open up a conversation.
Absolutely. And thank you for that. So let's go on to the next one. I think it's number 5. It's called "This Spirit of God."
Yeah.
Speak about that song just a little bit.
Yeah. So I wrote this song because I really wanted to shine a light on the work of the Holy Spirit. I think sometimes, you know, we write a lot of songs about the Holy Spirit, but we don't really necessarily talk about the person of the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit. You know, so I go through in 3 verses, I talk about the different aspects of the Holy Spirit. So, you know, Spirit of God, speak to our spirit, come testify, you know, we belong to you. And that's a scripture. Spirit of God, you know, our weakness, your prayers for us go beyond words. So that's another scripture, right? That talks about, you know, he petitions for us when we can't even pray. And then the last verse talks about, we love your presence. Come fill us now with more of you. So it talks about kind of the indwelling and the chorus, you know, is about poured out on us to show the Father's love, Spirit of truth, we worship you. And so it's just a worshipful song. But also I just wanted to proclaim that truth and give some really rich scriptural reference about the Holy Spirit, because sometimes I don't think we go as deep talking about the Holy Spirit as I would like.
Absolutely. So let's go on to the next one, and number 6, and it's called Perfect Love. What's your thoughts behind that song?
Yeah, so Perfect Love I actually wrote for an Easter service. I was looking for a way to share the Easter story in a very kind of, you know, simple, short, palatable way with visitors who might be coming who don't maybe know that story or know it well, or they're revisiting it. So yeah, so I just thought, well, gosh, how would I want to explain that to someone? And I just kept thinking of perfect love, really talking, just holding that idea of God's perfect love. And then I just, you know, as you listen to the song, you can kind of hear, obviously, the story is, you know, it's about Christ's sacrifice for us. But yeah, that's how that one came about.
Now, do you play the piano, correct?
I do. Yeah, that's my main instrument.
Mm-hmm. Now, you play on this album?
You know, I did not play on the album. I played like demos to send to my producer, and then we kind of, you know, tweaked back and forth. But actually, Carl Anderson, so he's up in Maine, and I'm down here on the Cape, but. And I just went up for like a week and we recorded all the vocals and a lot of arranging and, you know, finished writing stuff. But he did all the music. He did every bit of the music for the song. Yeah, Carl Anderson, he's incredible. He's a great creative partner. And I'm just so blessed to have worked with him on this project.
It's just listening. It's certainly a high quality album.
Thank you so much.
Very, very professionally done. I wanted to let you know that from my perspective.
Thank you for saying that. That means the world to me. I really, you know, if I put something out, I just, at this point, I want it to be the absolute best it can, because I want, I just feel like the Lord deserves my absolute best. And so, I want it to get to reach people and to be palatable to people, right? And to cut through the noise. So yeah, that means a lot that you just said that. Thank you so much.
Well, it certainly is. So let's go on to number 7. And I think it's called We Surrender to Love. Yeah. What's the purpose behind this song?
Yeah, so this is a song about repentance, because I also feel like we don't talk about repentance enough. It's also kind of one of those icky words, icky things we don't like to necessarily sing about and talk about. But I think we can, talk about and sing about and think about repentance in a way that is empowering and kind. And so I just talked about, we surrender to love, right? That's kind of the course of the song. In repentance, we have come. We are drawn in by your love. We surrender. There's a change we need to make and a turn we need to take. We surrender to love. And so, it just talks about the first thing, just coming to the Lord and then, surrendering, right? And then from there, the turning and the walking out our faith and just committing and recommitting, to the Lord as things come up. And the bridge of the song talks about a new thing. We're ready for a new thing. And so obviously that's, scripturally based as well. But I think we all want this new thing, right? We all are ready to step into this new season, especially at the end of the year. This is timely because we're all thinking about the new year and the resolutions and what we hope 2024 brings. And I think though, if we want the new thing, we can't be in the old thing too. And so we can't be turned around. We got to be focused on the new thing. And so to do that though, sometimes we need to have a little chat with the Lord and we need to think about, Lord, guide my steps, guide my path into this new thing. And so that's really what I would love to get across with the song.
Words of wisdom. And so, Kim, let's go to the number 8, the last song on this album, and it's called Full Circle. What are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, so this song is written from the perspective of someone who is dying, is about to pass out of this life into the next. And they're a believer and they're talking about, at the end, it's really evangelism. It's talking about, it's time to go. I hear the Father call me home. We all make our choices and I have made mine. I'm secure in knowing where my hope lies. My race is run, all is said and done, now goodbye. And before that, it's kind of, the person's kind of reminiscing, thinking back on their life. And so I wrote it for two reasons. One, really for a gentle evangelism tool for folks to think about, right? Because we're going to come to that point in our life where, we need to really think about that. Or we may say we're not, but it's going to come. And maybe, gosh, that would get folks just thinking. And then I also wrote it for folks to kind of be comforting to them. If they are going through the process of losing a loved one, if they see that their loved one is going to a better place. And I have had, some feedback. It's a different song, but I it's been in my heart and in my head for several years. And I finally just got it, fleshed out for this album. And I've had a lot of folks kind of say, gosh, this song has really helped me. This song has really been healing for my family. So I hope that's the case.
Yeah. If someone wants to order this album and support your work, your musicianship, your talent, and again, it's a very encouraging, uplifting album that really gets your heart and your mind back on the things that are eternal instead of temporary. How can they order this album?
Yeah, so just go to kimgentrymeyer.com and click on the music tab, and then it will show you all the ways you can listen to the music. We're still working on my online store, so if you want a physical version of the album, you can just message me on my website and we'll get that out to you. But yeah, there's also a lot of ways to stream. If you're going to stream, obviously Spotify would be great if you use that platform. We appreciate the listen for sure.
Well, it's definitely worth the purchase. Kim, I wanted to touch on something else as well. You're pretty into animal rescue, and that's something that's near and dear to my heart and my wife's heart as well. We've got rescue dogs, and they're like our family. So tell me a little bit about your rescue endeavors.
Yes, and well, I'll show you on the back of my album, the physical copy of the album, and you'll see it on my social media. This is my dog, Petunia, who is my heart. She's a little old lady, mama dog, pit bull mix. I've had her for a couple years now. So yes, we have a lot in common here with that. My husband and I lived in Alabama and Georgia for several years before we moved up here to New England, and we rescued for a long time. And so, gosh, I think we've had almost 100 dogs come through our house that we've helped to kind of, you know, get healthy and then find homes for, some on our own, some with rescues. Working with rescues, and then almost as many cats probably, but yeah, we're just very passionate about the cause. We've just seen, you know, the struggles of dogs and cats and, you know, being strayed and abused and not enough homes and so forth. So we're big advocates for adopting a dog and cat or cat. And so, yeah, we still foster and do some things. Right now I'm just really trying to, support the rescues I've worked with and, but I have some ideas, you know. You want to hear my idea? This is my big new idea. Nobody knows this yet. So eventually I would like to do, like, go on tour and do the Herald album. And so I want to call it like the Herald Experience, and I have all kinds of ideas for it. But I also, in the lobby, I want rescues to come. You know, maybe like wherever I go, I'll pick a rescue or two that I know I've worked with or that, you know, I've vetted, and they can bring animals for adoption. What do you think? So they can bring dogs and cats and don't, like, that's what I want. That's my dream. That's what I want to do. So
I honestly think that's awesome. And, you know, I think we as Christians think it's, you know, we're to only focus on, you know, church activities or overseas missions and missions that are our next door neighbor. And certainly that's the primary goal is to go and preach the good news and let our lives reflect Christ and be a witness. But God gave us these animals as well. And you look back to the garden and Adam and Eve's, what are their primary goals? Or God gave them a command to, you know, to take care of the animals and to name the animals. You want to speak about that a little bit, about how we as Christians, we should take care of God's creatures.
Yes, I would love to. Thank you for the opportunity to do that. Yes, we are called to care for creation. You know, I believe if the Lord cares about his creation, he wouldn't have made it. He wouldn't have made it so beautiful and intricate. He wouldn't have made us relational with them. And so, yeah, I don't see it as a separate thing. I see it as part of my ministry. And, you know, I think anytime you're able to just put out love and joy into the world, you know, I can't tell you how many, you know, being able to help people find an animal to adopt and it be that connection, you know, and how it enriches their lives. To me, that's ministry. It also puts you in contact with a lot of different people that you would never meet otherwise, you know? So I have a lot of friends that are not necessarily, may not have my same beliefs, but, you know, we do animal rescue or, you know, advocacy together, and I'm able to shine a light. I'm able to just be myself, and they know what I stand for. And, I think it's just good to get out of your comfort zone and, you know, being involved in a cause like animal welfare helps you to do that. And so I'm absolutely passionate about it. I'm passionate about helping animals. And I do think you're right. I think sometimes we think, well, that's not important. That's not something we should do. But I absolutely think it is important.
Well, I certainly do as well. So Kim, tell us what's on your agenda. What are you up to?
Oh my goodness.
What's on your agenda? What's on your calendar? How are you getting this music out there? Are you going to be performing? What's going to be going on?
Yeah. So, you know, I'm really doing a lot of thinking about 2024. I've started doing some church events. I would love to get out there and go to churches, go to women's groups, go to different groups and tell the Herald story, kind of abbreviated version of what we've done here today. And, you know, what I've been doing is I'll talk about a song, then show the painting, you know, read kind of the anchor scriptures, and then kind of talk about the story behind the song. And then I'll weave in some singing, you know, sing some of the songs in between. So kind of, I call it the Herald Experience, really. So, and then at the end, you know, just we do it different ways, but you know, try to have it be a little interactive as well. So that's really a goal for 2024, is to get out there and be meeting with folks live and yeah, I'm just singing some of these songs and just sharing my heart. I'm doing a lot on social media, just, you know, sharing my heart. I write too as well, as you know. So I have some blog posts I've been putting out, and then sometimes I'll do a little video on those, you know, for social media. So I've kind of been doing some mini, you know, sharings that way. And then I'm working on, I'm writing a book, which is going to be based on the Herald story, and it will have the lyrics from the songs and the paintings and the scriptural, you know, anchors and a devotional piece. So that will be coming out sometime in 2024 too.
So if a women's ministry event is looking for like a keynote speaker / performer / singer, how do they get in contact with you?
Yes,
or a church?
I love that. Thank you so much. My gosh, you're hired. You're going to be my, you're going to be my spokesperson. They can just go to my website, Kim Gentry Meyer, and there's a contact section, and you can, you know, let me know what you're interested in and reach out, and I'll get right back to you. Absolutely. I would love that. Let's speak it. Let's speak it.
Kim, have I missed anything? Anything you want to add that's on your heart?
You know, I just appreciate the opportunity to talk about the song specifically, you know, individually. That's just been wonderful. No, I guess I would just end and thank you again for so being so generous with your time and your questions, being so thoughtful. There is a life quote that I love, and it's really helped to anchor me and guide me, especially since I've been doing the Herald Project. And it's by Irma Bombeck. And I'm going to, if you see me looking off to the side, it's up on my wall. I look at it every day. And it says, "When I stand before God at the end of my life, I would hope that I would have not a single bit of talent left and could say, I used everything you gave me." And I'll be honest, that just sums up what I'm trying to do here. You know, I am just trying to, whatever little bit, you know, of ability that the Lord has put inside of me, I'm just trying to give it back. I'm just trying to put it back out there. And I think where it's so easy to get caught, though, is feeling like, well, I'm not the best. I'm not the best at it, so why do it, right? And that's stopped me a lot, right? So, well, if I'm not the best singer, I'm not the best writer, I'm not the best painter, I'm not the whatever, right? I mean, you could always just say that about everything. But He didn't call us to be the best. He called us to use what we have. He called us to, you know, develop and cultivate our gifts and then to use them. And so I think if everybody could just do that, Tony, it would be a huge game changer, right? Don't you? I mean, if, you know, if we just kind of like got past the whole like, well, you know, I don't look or sound or whatever like that person, so forget it. I just think if we all put it out there, it would be really transformational. So I share that as encouragement, as a challenge to everybody. It's not too late. The Lord has not forgotten you. You know, if there's something in your heart to do, I would just really encourage you to say, just say what I said. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't that flowery. It wasn't that well-spoken. I just said, "Lord, who am I to you? Who am I to you? What do you have for me?" And I really feel like He'll tell you, Tony. I mean, I just really feel like He will, He'll guide you. But you got to quit, you know, being attached to what it needs to look like. And I think that's the other thing. You know, we get so caught on perfectionism that we can get too attached to what we think it should be. And He has to kind of prune us a bit and mature us. That's been my experience anyway.
Join the club. So Kim Gentry Meyer, Kim, thank you so much for coming on and talking about your new album and other things that are going on in your life today.
Tony, thank you so much. It's just been a pleasure. Thank you for so much time. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. And you can find out, I encourage you to go to KimGentryMeyer.com. Again, KimGentryMeyer.com and see what God is doing in her life and check out the new album. Kim, I will ask you to stay on 30 seconds post-interview. But again, thank you so much. And until next time.